Good evening. So the topic is going away with Arminian. I first want to discuss about the basic halachas of Minyan, and then we'll go over to this shaila. So the makor to daven with a minyan is a gemara in brachas of Zayin Amud Beis, where the gemara says Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mai Dechsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says Vanis Filasi Lecha Hashem Eish Watzin? What does that pasuk mean? Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Eimasai Eish Watzin. When is the Eish Watzin to daven? B'shosh Hatzibu Mispalin. When the tzibur is davening, that is the Eish Ratzon. And the Rif and the Rosh, they have a little bit different gisa in the Gemara. And they say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein tfilasa shel adam nishmas, a person's tfila is not heard, Ela the basic knesses, and they understand, the Rosh and the Rif, they understand, Ima tzibur. So that means your tfila is not heard unless it's with a tzibur. And that, the Torah says, is the makor for davening, with the tzibur. And the Rambam, just to quote it, he says, Tfilas tzibur nishmas tomid. Tfilas tzibur is always heard. Vafilu hoyu behen choytim. Even if you have sinners amongst the tzibur, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu moyis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, he does not despise tfilas shel rabim. Vafichach, therefore, tzorech odom lishtatif atzmo yim tzibur. You should mishtatif yourself with the tzibur, v'lo yispal el yochid, so long as you're able to daven with the tzibur, you should daven with the tzibur. That's what the Rambam says, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Tzadi Sif Tes, Shulchan Aruch says yishtadel odom lespalel bebeis haknesses im tzibur. A person should go out of his way and make sure to daven with the tzibur. And the Mishnah Berurah explains. He brings that Rambam. You should daven with a tzibur because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. He's not moyes. He doesn't despise the tefillah of a rabbim. Therefore, that is the tzibur of the Shulchan Aruch. And really, you should daven. It's better to daven in a basic knesses. So, if you have a choice to either daven 10 people in your home or daven in a bigger shul, you should rather daven in the bigger shul. Okay. So now, how much? How far do you have to go in order to make sure to daven with a minyan? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadi, Sif Tes Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to go 4 mil forward and 1 mil backwards. So that means if you're traveling, so you can either stay put where you are, but there's no minyan there, or go forward 4 mil. Sorry?
Is that mileage or time?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get there. And 1 mil back means if I've already done that trip, now go back 1 mil in order to get to a minyan. And so the post can say that 4 mil is 72 minutes. So 1 mil would be 18 minutes. So that means if you're going forward, it's 72 minutes each way, and 1 mil back would be 18 minutes.
So if you're going 72 minutes, if you're applying to go to the 72 minutes, you go to London, so you can say yes.
Yeah, but let's say you're stuck.
Stop in a place.
That's
how our house is here.
That's south. Oh, okay. Wait. One second. So if you're traveling, let's say, I don't know, you're traveling from
Manchester to London.
So
you can pass that 72 minutes either way.
Right. So let's say you stopped on the you come from Gateshead to, I don't know, you're going to London. You want to stop, I don't know, whatever. You want to stop on the way, and now you and the place where you stopped, there's no minyan. I am going to go forward, but right now not. So no, you have to. You're obligated to go 72 minutes forward. But now, in your home, what is considered? Is it considered forward or backwards? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's considered like backwards, meaning you have to only go 18 minutes. Shulchan Aruch Rav says no. So if you're in your home now, I'm at home. I have to go out my way 18 minutes to get a minyan.
Right.
Yeah. Either way, that's considered like going backwards. Therefore, you have to. Either way, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav, just to take note, he says that he's considered as forward, you have to go 72 minutes. But that's not the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says 18 minutes. But that, I saw that, this is only, the Ksusa Shulchan says this is only if there's a vada, you're going to get a minyan there. If it's just like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to get minyan, then you don't need to travel. Okay, in 15 minutes drive away, there may be a minyan. It's a nice thing to do, but you're not obligated to do that. Only if it's a vadai. And only if it's not a sakana. meaning sometimes you, yeah, especially if you're stuck out somewhere, if you walk at night that's not so well lit, or you know, it's a sakana. Mishnah Berurah says you're not obligated to do that. Now, somebody told me that he was living in Lower Broughton, and he called up Minyan Line and found that the last Minyan Mincha before Shkia is in Horidonk. So he checked on Google Maps and he saw that there was 17 minutes and 35 seconds
to walk.
And he didn't have a car. You know, it's either or. It's 18 minutes distance. However long. Time-wise. It's time-wise. So however long. He didn't have a car.
So it's walking.
So 17 minutes, 35 seconds. So he walked. Huh? So he told me. I don't know. Right, so again, if you check in Google Maps and it tells you it's going to be 25 minutes, and usually it'll take you 15, you're not obligated to. Well, Maariv is maybe it's a little bit different if it's a Sakona, but yeah, Mincha Maariv, it's really, you should try to do that. Mishnah Berurah talks very harsh against it. It says how really you should be going that distance. So, what is the level of obligation to make sure that you get 10 minyan? So it's interesting because it seems like there's a contradiction, because in Sif Tes it says Yishtadil Odom Lispal Vesikne. So you should try to get there. But in Sif Tes Zayin, where it tells you how far to go, it says Sarich. You should go up to a mil or up to 4 mil. So is it Sarich? Is it Yishtadil? It's like Sarich is more of a harsher term. So Reb Moshe, in Igus Moshe, in Chelik Beis, Simon Chav Zayin, he says that it's an obligation. Chiyuv Gomor, he says, to make sure that you go up to a mil, up to 4 mil, to daven. And why does it say Ishtadil? He says it just means because a person might think, okay, up to a mil, I have to go. So let's work out how much aggravation do I have to go? Let's say I don't need to. It will be less than 18 minutes, but it will be a big aggravation for me to go to a minyan. So I might work out and say, you know, that's aggravation. Therefore, that is equal to a mil, and therefore I'll be light about it, and I'm not going to go to a minyan. So that's, it says Reb Moshe, that's why it says Yishtadil, that you shouldn't make it light. You should take it very seriously, Yishtadil, to go out of your way to a minyan. So he holds it's a chiyuv gomor. I actually saw the Emek Brocha. He says it's not a chiyuv gomor. It's a hidur in tefillah. It's a hidur in tefillah b'tzibur. To make sure that you go it's a hidur in tefillah to daven tefillah b'tzibur, because as it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to tefillahs with the rabbin. So therefore, you should go out your way. Now you're not mechuyev to have a loss. Minias keser, to if you're gonna just lose a benefit, meaning if I'm gonna daven b'tzibur, I might lose a business deal. That I still should daven with a minyan, but I'm not mechuyev to lose money for it. Now if it's gonna be just a £3 each way, is that called a loss? Okay, or £3 is a £3 taxi ride considered a loss? You're not mechuyev to go into a loss, and maybe it depends on the person. Right, but you're not mechuyev to go to into a loss for it. No, it's very good. It's very good. I know somebody that was on a business here. So he was. He had a stopover. He spent $80 to go have the taxi wait for him for Mincha and go back. It's great, but it's not. You're not obligated to. You're not mechuyev to. So we said also. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh, so that's the truth. So Reb Moshe Feinstein, he proves from Rashi's that it's actually a chiyuv, but the Emek Brocha, he says that it's not a chiyuv, it's just a hidur and tefillah. It's two approaches. And oinus, if you're an oinus, then you're not machuyev to go. The Gemara says already. The Gemara Daf Zayin on the base brings the story of one of the Amoraim that he didn't go, and the other Amoraim said, "Why didn't you go to daven b'tzibur?" So he said, "Because it's a big tircha for me to go for this minyan," and so he wasn't obligated. However, the Shulchan Aruch does paskin. He says that if you are an oinus, for whatever reason you can't go, it's better to daven in the shul without a minyan. It's rather daven there than at home, because it has an extra mila to do that. But if you're oinus, there's many different scenarios of an oinus. If you're choila, or if you're going to lose money, then you're not mochayy to go. So now let's go to, am I allowed to go away without a minyan? In other words, what that is I'm putting myself in a situation where I'm not going to have an obligation. Because if I'm there and I find that 15 minutes away, either to walk or by car, 15 minutes away, I'm mechuyev to go. But am I allowed to book knowing that there's not going to be any minyan? So I saw there's a tshuva from the Shevet HaLevi. It's not only him, it's many other Israeli poskim that say. Shevet Levi writes that he says it's also to put yourself in a situation. That's his words. He says also to put yourself in a situation where you're not going to be obligated to do a mitzvah, unless if you you consider yourself a big it's like a chayla or it's a massive tzarech. Okay, you have a ptur, but it's you should not. An average person should not be putting themselves in that situation. Right. Well, but maybe you'll have to put that in situation. He's saying you're going on vacation just to enjoy yourself, and you don't have any other tour of being a cholo or any other great owners. You shouldn't be putting yourself. Yeah, maybe according to him, you should work out your flight. If you're gonna lose money from it, then you don't have to. If the other flight is going to be much more expensive, or to have a stopover would be more expensive. So
business trips
will
be based on monetary loss.
Monetary loss. If you to fly around. Yeah, right. If it, you're not mechuyev to have a loss from it.
Now,
So that's the point. That's what he's saying. You're putting yourself in a situation where then you're not going to have an obligation. Now it's not the point. Now you're going to then you're not going to have an obligation. So
two holiday houses, one near Minyan, one not, but one without Minyan, much cheaper. So monetary loss.
Yeah, but then it's going to be the question of I'm not now. It's not as if I'm forking out now cash. It's not as if I'm losing now money. All right, I don't know what the Shevet Levi would say about that, but I wrote to the Gates of Rav and I asked him what the Pesach about it. So he wrote back to me about going away on holiday without minyan. So he said to me, Mirka Din, there's a mil and 4 mil. That is what we see in Shulchan Aruch. Everything else is advice, hashkafa, good idea, but Mirka Din, it's up to a mil. So then I wake up in the morning, I see, alright, there's no minyan, I can daven at home. There's no, in halacha, there's no, even though. Mikadin, but as far as halacha is concerned, you haven't transgressed.
And
yeah, according to him, you haven't transgressed. It might be a great idea. It might be a good idea, hashkafeli. But as far as halacha is concerned, you haven't. Now I. Sorry. He likes in the holiday in middle of nowhere. Okay, one sec. So as far as halacha, what are you talking about? In the Shevet Levi world, or so he holds. If it's mamish tzarech as considered like a chayla. So I asked. I found other rabbanim to say a little bit in the middle way. I was speaking to Diane Dunner in London, And I asked him this question about going away on holiday. So he said to me that it's not you're not mechuyev, but one should go away with a minyan. This is his way. He said one should go away with a minyan unless if you have a big need. For example, if you know it's not going to be a holiday without if you meet people, or you need that specific thing. Okay, then you have a patur. But he said you should try. And I spoke to Rabbi Rezhna also. He said also this kind of lashon that you should try to arrange your holiday with a minyan. Unless if it's not going to work out for you, all right, you're going to have a patur. But that's what his language was. Besides for this chiyuv, you're also going to have another mitzvah. If you go daven with a minyan, you're also going to have another mitzvah of, you know, all the dvarim shel kedusha. It's niskadashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, the pasuk says, and the Gemara learns from there that you to hear dvarim shel kedusha is actually a mitzvah. So besides the chiyuv, besides whether it's a chiyuv or not, if you go with a minyan, you're going to be getting all these mitzvahs. And plus, as the Rambam said that and we learn in the Gemara there that says that your tefillahs are heard with a tefillah b'tzibur. So that's where we're at. That there's no chiyuv to go, but then there's different languages from different rabbonim of how much you should try to go out of your way. And just two more things. I asked when I was talking to Dan Duna. I asked him, "What about if there is a minyan? I'm going somewhere. There is a minyan, but the minyan they want to daven really early because I don't know they want to have a long trip. I don't daven 7 in the morning. I want to daven 9. It's holiday time. So am I mechuyev to do that?" So he said, "If it's gonna ruin your whole schedule, then you're not mechuyev to you can daven beyichidus. It's gonna ruin your whole schedule." But now, I didn't ask him the other way. I only realized now I should have asked him the other way. Sorry?
I was going to ruin the schedule. Well, if you need to daven at 7 because you're going on a trip,
that's what he said. If it's going to ruin your schedule.
You can daven earlier.
No, but.
You can still daven earlier.
Which way?
This is. Yeah, right.
I didn't ask him the other way, but I'm assuming that the answer would be the other way too. If you want to go really early and they're davening at 9, you want to daven at 7, and it's going to knock you out 2 hours, going to ruin your whole schedule. Seemingly that would be the same suck that you can daven by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.